So, to introduce ourselves, my name is Liam, this is Valentin, we are from Europeana. In this hat, you probably know some of us, either of us or both of us, with different hats. Today we are representing Europeana, the meta-glam of Europe. Collects the records of cultural heritage institutions of all types across Europe to make them visible, searchable, discoverable in interesting ways that they would not necessarily be just on the collection of their own institution. It's a European Commission funded project, so public European cultural heritage for the win. I will be handing most of the presentation across to Valentin, who is the data coordinator for Europeana, and she'll be presenting the kinds of things that we currently do and wish to do with Europeana, and questions about how we should move forward in that direction in the future.
Hi. So the idea of this session is we wanted to do a small presentation to put things into context, but then we wanted to give you the floor for more questions. So because we really want to have a discussion with you, and in this discussion, in fact, we would like you to think with different point of view. So this presentation is the Europeana point of view, but we would like also to have feedback more from the GLAMS part, but also if you are Wikidata Yen, what you think also about the different thing we are going to present and the question we are going to propose to you. So yeah, so quickly, what is Europeana? Liam already did a short introduction. So Europeana is the platform for Europe digital cultural heritage. So we aggregate metadata from all the EU countries. So at the moment, it's around 3,500 galleries, libraries, audiovisual archives across Europe. We have around 53 million objects, and we have to cover around 50 languages. So it's either the languages of the objects we collect metadata for, or the language of the metadata themselves. So this is an extra challenge for us. So you can imagine when we collect all those data, we are also collecting huge amount of reference to places, people, concept, time, which is also what you have in Wikidata. So the idea is, so coming back to 2015, so there was a European Wikimedia task force looking at how Wikimedia could work with Europeana, and this report gave several recommendations, and one of those recommendations back in 2015 was make Wikidata a central element of the platform, the portal to platform strategy for Europeana. So moving Europeana into not just being a portal, but also becoming a platform. So yeah, we are not saying anything new. So it was already a recommendation that was done a long time ago, and now the idea is to slowly but hopefully surely to realize this this vision we had in 2015. So what we do at Europeana at the moment is trying to move towards a linked data strategy and trying to use a bit more all this data we collect about references to places, people, etc. So what we are building currently is what we call an entity collection. So beside all the metadata we collect about our object, the descriptions for the book, the painting, we are also collecting data about specific entities. And the idea is to build a service that acts as a centralized point of reference to access the data about those contextual entities. So we want to use them as entities that can provide context to the object we are describing, or the objects people can access through the Europeana portal. And this would become a sort of Europeana knowledge graph. So again, an idea that is very similar to what Wikidata is in some ways, and this is not new. So you have the Google knowledge graph. So the idea is for Europeana to have a kind of knowledge graph that then we could use within Europeana, within the Europeana services to build different kind of cool stuff. So for example, using the entity collection as the base to have entity-based facet in the Europeana portal, using it for semantic and metadata annotation, creating entity pages. So the example is the first release of the entity page we have in Europeana. So they are very simple, but it's a starting point. Or using this entity collection also to feed some services such as auto-completion. So when users search in Europeana, they can have this suggestion for entity and then move more and more from a free text search to an entity-based search. So what data we have so far? So previously to this entity collection, Europeana was already starting to do some data enrichment. And to do data enrichment, we started by linking our data to some quite big corpus, quite generic, because they were giving a nice coverage of the entities Europeana has. And also because Europeana has to cover many languages. So when looking for potential source for linking, we were looking at those big corpus that provides a lot of languages. So for places, we are linking to geonames, for the agents to DBpedia, and for the concept to DBpedia. So this was the first base for the entity collection. So what was done is all this data that we were using for data enrichment, this data was indexed in Europeana, and then we have used this base to build the entity collection. And now the idea is, why not making Wikidata the base for this entity collection? So it's at the moment you see we use a lot of DBpedia, and then the idea is to get into the entity collection more links to Wikidata. And so we have already started to do it. So this is few screenshots to show you how it is at the moment in Europeana. So again, there is not so much Wikidata. This entity collection is based on the data we had at the beginning. So all the language variants, for example, are mostly coming from DBpedia at the moment. So you can see the data representation. We have the creator pages. So for example, this one for Coco Chanel. So it's very few information, but we hope that those pages will gather more and more information. And then you also see the suggestion, the auto-suggestion when you search in Europeana. We are also using Wikidata in other ways, so beside the entity collection. At the moment, we are using Wikidata more and more to support annotations. So either to tag Europeana items, so we have this mini service called Europeana Radio, where basically we wanted to offer the possibility to people to tag a sound item with sound genre, and we have used those from Wikidata. We are also linking Europeana items to external resources, so either Wikidata resources, or to Wikimedia Commons. And of course, even so, at the moment we are linking Europeana to Wikidata, but we know that some people have helped us to do also the linking the other way around, so because this is also really valuable to us. But unfortunately, this is something we might not have time to spend on this. So it's also a question maybe for later, how we can collaborate in a way that maybe if GLAMS makes an effort to link to Wikidata, how we can also have the linking back. And I don't know, maybe the Wikidata community can help into that, because the GLAMS might not have the resources to do the linking in both ways. So this is an example. So the Europeana Radio, so you have a sound so a sound recording, and basically we are offering the possibility to tag the item directly with sound genre from Wikidata. And then we are showing the user annotation in the portal. And also linking to Wikimedia Commons for images. So So far, so we have done this linking. We are trying to link more and more to Wikidata, but the problem for us is how the collaboration should happen and how we should try to use, how we should try to use Wikidata. So even though EuropeANA is doing this, so we are doing these strategies to link to Wikidata because for us it's easier. And Wikidata is the resource we need. It's big, it covers a lot of languages. The problem is we work a lot with GLAMs that might have smaller vocabularies, smaller thesaurus that are very relevant to us, but we can't link to those because it takes a lot of effort. So another part of the discussion is how EuropeANA can also benefit from this work from GLAMs through Wikidata. So whether we should encourage GLAMs to also use Wikidata for their own vocabulary so that services like EuropeANA can also benefit from those through Wikidata. So maybe, yeah, it's maybe for later for the discussion to think around this kind of virtual circle, how Wikidata can, how EuropeANA can benefit from Wikidata and also benefit from resources from smaller GLAMs, and how Wikidata can also reuse those resources, because I guess having links to more maybe control authorities in Wikidata can also make Wikidata, can also improve the credibility of Wikidata as a source of data. So yeah, this is a discussion. And looking at this example of linking to Wikimedia Commons also bring us to another topic, another project, which is the structured data on commons, because this is also something that is going to become really relevant for EuropeANA and maybe to the GLAM. So how to link to digital resources. From the EuropeANA perspective, we are looking very closely at how the project is evolving. And we can already say that one point that is going to be really crucial from our point of view is if we want to reuse the work of structured data on commons, interoperability will be crucial. And especially in terms of right statements, because basically, if structured data on commons doesn't provide clear rights information in a structured way of representing those rights, we won't use it. So it's something also to include in the discussion. What should be the requirements for Wikidata, for Wikimedia, for structured data on commons so that other projects such as EuropeANA or the GLAMs can also reuse it, because it's not you just create something and you say, well, use it. We have also to think about the requirements. So maybe...
Can I add a point to that?
Yeah.
The big difference for EuropeANA in structured data and commons compared to previous work with Wikimedia Commons directly is that it's the first time that we start to talk about things that are orphan work or in copyright. Previously, EuropeANA, obviously with Wikimedia Commons, can only talk about and utilize out of copyright or freely licensed works under Creative Commons. Now we can start to talk about Wikidata items and entities and things that are orphan works, which is a whole new layer of copyright shenanigans that we've never in the Wikimedia community had to deal with before, because it's just out of scope. But Wikidata means we can talk about contemporary artworks as well and use metadata for contemporary artworks, just not the images of them. So it's a new field of copyright which Wikimedia is not experienced in yet.
Yeah, so the question is whether initiatives like rightsstatement.org that provide structured way to represent a right statement can be something useful that structured data on commons could reuse, for example. So EuropeANA has also participated to other activities such as EuropeANA 280 that allowed the creation and the improvement of some Wikidata item related to art. And we are also trying to start the discussion. And for example, we have written this blog, which was explaining to GLAM's partner how they can align their authorities using the mix and match tool. So yeah, this is a kind of summary of where we are and what we do. So of course you can already try the entity, so the entity API, which allows you to access to the entity collection data. So you can find all those links in the Etherpad that is attached to our session, and we are there with Liam. So if you have any questions or feedback, please let us know. So the discussion we wanted to ask you today, and this is going along the points that I've tried to raise during the presentation. So how should Europeana and its partner GLANS better integrate with Wikidata? How Wikidata can benefit from Europeana's work or also other GLANS work in this area? And what should be the concrete step for participation? Because quite often we want to have some initiatives such as project or use Wikidata into some campaigns, but it's not always clear what are the steps we need for participation and what are the different requirements, such as, for example, if you want to link your data to Wikidata, the first step is to create this ID that will help you to, this Wikidata ID property that helps you to do the connection. So if you don't know that, you are a bit stuck. So this kind of requirements. And then also starting the discussion on structured data on commons, how, what about the integration with this project? Because I guess the experience with Wikidata can also help us in trying to have a better approach toward integration with this new project and try to accelerate maybe a bit more the adoption of this. So yeah, those are questions for you. Our job is done, I would say, for now. And yeah, so I don't know if anyone would like to just answer to one of those questions or share remarks or anything that can help us to have this discussion together. And I think the presentation after are also coming back on this topic, so maybe we will have time in during the session to improve on that.
So if anyone would like to respond to these questions or ask a question relating to the presentation. Stefan, while the microphone comes to you, remember that Europeana is not a GLAM in the traditional sense of a cultural heritage institution with its own collection. We aggregate through national aggregation authorities of Europe the collections of other kinds of institutions. So the diversity of content and input metadata is very high. Some people think that that's the diversity of that content, therefore the inconsistency of that content, is our fault. Not really. We try and increase the quality and detail and openness of that input data. But it is in our interest as Europeana to encourage more openly accessible, high quality, standardized metadata from the institutions as well. Stefan.
Yeah. I just wanted to break the ice to be the first
thank you.
To enter the discussion. I think I would really like to see efforts in two areas. One is to use Europeana and the whole network behind it, the aggregators you have mentioned, which we are one in Germany, to use the experts, the metadata experts like Valentin, who are natural allies, are drawn to Wikidata, to use them as multipliers. I think Daniel Mietchen talked in a lightning talk before about these engagement projects, how we organize outreach for Wikidata. And I think one could switch a bit from the Wikimedian in residence to train or to make the people working in the GLAM aggregation institutions advocates for Wikidata. And I think the willingness is really, really there. Lots of people are quite keen. It's not so easy. I myself, not being a metadata expert, but quite versed in the Wikiversum, still find it, there's a steep learning curve. And if you have the luck to be guided into the world of Wikidata, it gets quite easier. And if you know a person next to you working in the same museum, that's something that helps to break the ice, I think. And the other thing is tooling, but we'll talk about that later.
So just in terms of collaboration, so, because I'm not sure, so I think your ideas are really good, then I'm not sure at what level. So when we say GLAMS collaborating with Wikidata, for you it's should GLAMS directly interact with Wikidata, or do we think work towards linking the authority files that already exist in the libraries, museum to Wikidata would be more relevant, because I think from what I've heard this morning, there is different strategy, either doing collaboration directly by editing Wikidata or linking. So I don't know in the GLAM world where the forces should be and how GLAM see that, and maybe from a Wikidata perspective, what do you think is the most useful for the for Wikidata as a platform and as a database?
I think it's there's still a difference of cultures, and if you don't experience the Wikiversum and Wikidata and the specific culture, and I think it helps if you build your queries and try to edit stuff and use the tools available, even if you just want to link to it. I think to have a force of people that are well versed in the wiki way and can communicate, I think it's really a bit of a cultural difference, because and that's why I think it's good to speak the language, and I think you need to have to be a bit of Wikidata fluency even if you don't want to go that far, and especially the multipliers should be well versed and be proper Wikidata people in order to help the movement.
Can I summarize that as Europeana should be using its position in relationship to national aggregating authorities to talk to them, not spending our time so much trying to advocate Wikidata necessarily to the individual institutions, but we should be trying to increase the training and awareness and technical capability with the national aggregating authorities?
I just think you have to organize in an efficient way. If you have this key person, everybody knows,
it's okay. Do we have any other? We have a couple of minutes left. Do we have another question? Yeah.
What kind of tracking tools do you have to see the penetration of Wikidata in the GLAMs and in Europeana, the different databases there? Is there like some, do you have something that says over the top 100 GLAMs in Europe, such and such percentage of the databases are actually integrated with Wikidata, so we know where to focus?
I don't think we have done this work of really looking at the numbers. I know already that there are a lot of big vocabularies that are already linked in Wikidata. We will hear about GND, we have AAT. But as far as I know, inside the data we receive and we aggregate, I don't think, I would say less than 10% really has Wikidata links in there. So in the data we receive, we don't see them much, unless there was some campaign and then we know why people have added that specific links. And also there is not so much discussion on the institution letting us know that this has been done, so we don't necessarily know. So, but on the tracking and statistic itself, we haven't done that work yet.
I would like to respond to the first question. So how should Europeana and its partner GLAM better integrate Wikidata? I think you should, Europeana is mainly a network of GLAMs, and there's a lot of contacts. You should encourage good things within the network, like have everyone develop an open access policy, make it clear how we can reuse their data. Have them use stable identifiers. Would also be nice if Europeana started providing stable identifiers. We have a lot of broken links right now. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
And I think that scales much better than trying to do an end-to-end problem.
Yeah. But for the broken links, it's not always our fault, because basically the link to the objects are the links to the resource from the institution. So if they change the link and they don't let us know, that's why the links is broken. So that is also part of another collaboration point, I guess.
Yeah, I just want to say I missed the first minutes of your presentation, but I'm really looking forward to the entity collection coming together, because that's going to be like an aggregate of the terminology of European culture. So I think we should really try to work together, and you being able, based on the work that we do on Wikidata, to clean it up and to link it together, because that's a really powerful link that we can make. So I see lots of potential there.
Jason, which events person?
Just a quick point, really, about the first point there. The National Library of Wales has got several collections with detailed metadata, and they've been shared with Europeana, but there's nothing on Wikidata or in Europeana to connect the two things together. So we definitely, I think, I don't know whether it's a matter of creating identifiers in Wikidata to show that something's part of Europeana as well as a GLAM collection, but I think it would definitely be good to develop some way of connecting these things together.
There is already the Europeana ID property in Wikidata. And obviously an image of a painting is not necessarily and a Wikidata item are not necessarily the same thing. There might be 25 images of that one painting, and Europeana might have 25 other images of that painting, but there already is the Wikidata property Europeana ID. So that can be used as the linchpin for that triangle.
It was just a general point about the something that you mentioned about getting, you know, facilitating the links from their side into Wikidata, if they want to do it on one side, because I feel like it's a really low hanging fruit for a lot of these places that are worried about copyright. They don't have to give anything away. Just focusing on that means that they end up with this massive mapping, and the minute they're ready, we can just, you know, click the button and pull in the identifiers on our end. But I really feel like it's a powerful thing to encourage. So if Europeana was encouraging that, it would be a real benefit.
We do require that all metadata is CC0 coming in from the institutions as well, so it's all cleaned in that sense.
But it's the kind of thing that I think should be promoted in a way, you know, because if a museum has a bunch of links to Wikidata ready, and they might not have the time to do the relation in the other way on Wikidata, who should we contact? Because I know there might be some of you that could do that after their work in the evening, you know, and then in a way, doing it in a much faster way than me at Europeana trying out for 2 days, you know. So it's just, as you said, that's why the presentation was called low hanging fruits, because I think there is a lot of potential there, but sometimes it might be this tiny thing that we might not know. I don't know, it could be also on the Wikidata side, whether there would be a place where we can ping someone and said, well, I have all these links, can you do a batch upload to Wikidata to have those relation back to Europeana, that sort of thing. So I think that could be the thing the community could work a bit better in terms of communication.
Absolutely. But I think that's the other crucial thing, is hearing the communication of what you need. And I think the person having a point of contact is really critical.
And that will be the last question.
So I don't know about the your licensing. Of course, for the images and all, you could have different licenses. What about the metadata? Is it CC0 all the time?
Metadata requirement of sending into Europeana, metadata is CC0.
Okay.
The license of the content and the license of the original object, we have a lot of political statements or policies in Europeana to encourage open licensing of the material as much as possible. Yeah. We have a position statement saying that you should not claim new rights just because you own the object and you digitized it.
Yeah.
But Europeana does not have the political power or to enforce that.
Okay.
No, we encourage that, but the input information and the copyright information coming in from those institutions about what kind of reuse they are comfortable with, we encourage more open, but we can't enforce that. And we have tracking levels of what proportion of our collection has an image, has a high-resolution image, has a reusable high-resolution image, et cetera, et cetera. And we are always encouraging more of that. The metadata... CC0.
So it's easy to, if we want, we can import it to the Wikidata. Yes. Okay.
And obviously the quality of the metadata depends on the input information. We don't say that's wrong. That's their responsibility for their collection.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
next one.